He says, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's will. So we're going to stop there. He talks about the world hating us and persecuting us and so on and so forth because we obey God and they don't obey God. Let's go over here. You know, it's a choice. The choice needs to be made. And I know it's a difficult choice, especially if you're dating an unbeliever, which you shouldn't be doing if you claim to be a believer. You're not supposed to be dating them. So just kick them out tonight. Kick them out of your house tonight. I live in their apartment. Then move out and go live with your parents. Kick them out.
Amen.
Why? Because I don't want you to go to hell. Just kick them out tonight. Say, I'm not going to yoke together with unbelievers. I'm born again now. I'm going to live for Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. And do it today. Go home right now. Go and do it. Go and kick them out. See, I can't live with you. You're unequally yoked together with me. And we can't have this relationship anymore because I don't want to be yoked together with the devil. Everybody to come forward. Let me pray for you. We worship you, Lord. Romana namasere mana noro mana sere moro mana se. Hallelujah. We surrender our hearts, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Romana namana sere moro marana sere lambra sere doro masandere do. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Roma sere namana nano rama sere de. Roma nyanya rama sere namano rama sere de de namano. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you, we praise you, Lord. You know, he says in the Word, he says, they dress the wound of my people as if it's not serious, as though it were not serious. They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that none of them turns from their wickedness. He said, each one's word becomes their own message, so you distort the words of the living God. We refuse to compromise the word of God because we know the truth, and this is the truth. We have to live a holy life to go to heaven, and holiness means separation from the world. You've seen the scripture? He says, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. That's how separate he expects us to be. We're either sheep or we're goats. We want to be sheep. We don't want to be caught up, mixed in sheep and goats. Sometimes the gates get open
and the sheep and the goats get mixed together in the same pen, but it can't be in the kingdom of God. Although He permits those things to go on right now, there's coming a time where separation will happen. And it will be an eternal separation. People will be thrown, cast into utter darkness. He said, He'll give them a place assigned with the unbelievers. Think about that. If He's going to assign them a place with the unbelievers, then how can you be yoked together with unbelievers today? But they claim to believe Jesus, but they don't go to church. They don't read the Word. They're unbelievers. Believers are found in church. Believers read the Word. Believers love Jesus. They love the Word of God. Unbelievers are the ones that are hypocrites that claim the name of Jesus, but their actions deny Him. It's not okay. I'm still going to talk to my old boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. It's not okay. It's not okay. I can't force you to do it. All I can do is torment the devil that's on your shoulder that's lying to you. Don't listen to him. Listen to the truth. Listen to your heart. Your heart's telling you, I got to do this. Your heart's saying this is right. Quit listening to your head. It's a lie. Your heart's telling you that I've got to do this today. Your heart's telling you that I've got to do this today. This is the day that I get serious about my relationship with God. This is the day I quit committing adultery on my Lord and Savior. I want everybody to bow your heads and pray this prayer. Either make a commitment to God now or rededicate your life to the Lord. There's nothing wrong with renewing your marriage vows. I am not yelling at you because I'm mad at you. I'm not yelling at you because I'm some mean preacher. I'm yelling these words to try to break through the hardness of your heart by chance that you might make the right choice today and be saved. Because tomorrow may never come. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Today could be the rapture. You don't know what's going to happen on your way home. If you're not living for God, He does not promise you any type of protection. And the only protection you have is if for some reason someone who is living a holy life is praying and standing in the gap for you. Say these words from your heart, please. Father, I just pray you move upon them right now by your Spirit. Move upon their hearts. Say, God, I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me. And I ask you now to please forgive me for any hypocrisy and for having one foot in the world. Forgive me, Lord. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I make today the day that I turn from sin, that I turn from yoking together with unbelievers, to follow Jesus the rest of my life. No playing games. I'm completely sold out to one man, Jesus Christ. He is my Lord. I will follow Him. I will obey His word. I will read His word and take it as a command. And I will experience His love. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. I know that when these people leave this place, they are going out into this dark world, Father. Oh God, help these people, Lord. Father, this world has become a wasteland, Lord. Please, Father, help these people to shield them and protect them by the blood of Jesus, that they can live the holy life that's so necessary to be saved, Father. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. They need your help. Give them strength. Give them grace, Father. I pray you'd remove all the wrong influences. If anybody's yoked together with any unbelievers, I pray they'd sever it today. Today's the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor. Let today be the day that they make the full change, full surrender to you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you for them. Oh, Father, I just pray that you'd give them strength, Lord. Strengthen and empower them with might by your Spirit in the inner man. We worship and exalt you, Jesus. We praise you and magnify you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. You're worth it. You're the pearl of greatest price. You're worth selling out for. You're the treasure hid in the field, Lord. You're worth selling out for, Jesus. We surrender to you, Jesus. We're not ashamed of you, Lord. We cry out to you now. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Your name is the only name that can save us. Oh, Jesus, we want to be so separate. Help us, Lord. Help us to be consistent in our walk. Help us to quit talking to these people that we know that we shouldn't be talking with, Lord. Help us to quit deceiving our own selves. Oh, God, we worship you. We praise you. You're the only one that can save us, Jesus. Those people cannot save us. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's do it. Sever it today. Kick out the unbeliever. Today's the day. Be separate, says the Lord. Be separate, says the Lord. If your cell phone leads you into sin, go home and destroy that thing. Destroy it. If you're so spiritually weak that that thing caused you to sin, destroy your computer. Whatever it is, just get rid of it. Jesus said to cut it off from your life. Do it. You can do it. I get it, and you can do it. I get it. I was just as messed up as anybody in this room was. He set me completely free. Anybody can do it. Father, we praise you and worship you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Ropa baka siti kito mapavakia. Ropa baka siti kilo to maparakera kasita makriya maka. Ropa baka kasiti kilo to mapriya maka. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You are our Prince of Peace. You are our Lord of Lords. You are our King of Kings. You're our Redeemer. We praise you, Jesus. You are ever-present help in time of need, in time of trouble. You're the God of all comfort. You're the Father of compassion. You're the King of glory. You're the Lord of mercies. You're a mighty God. You're a wonderful God. We praise you and exalt you, Lord. We're done playing games, Jesus. We're not going to play games with you anymore. You see our hearts. We have to be holy. Oh God, help us to be holy, Lord. Help us to be holy in all of our conduct, even in our thoughts. Must be pure. Help us to be pure, Lord. We want to be ready when you come. We want to be a light in this dark world. We praise you and exalt you. You know what? Initially, when you make choices to separate from music and things like that, you just replace it with something, worship. He's not taking music away from you, he's just taking the worldly music away. He's not taking all forms of entertainment away. He's taking the worldly form away. Not everything that calls itself Christian is Christian either. A lot of it's filth. Filth, just absolute filth. It's a big lie. But there's good Christian movies out there that will touch the heart. It's all sorts of things. You don't need it. You don't need to be part of this world to be happy. No way. No way, no way, no way. Complete separation. It's not okay to have one little toe in the world. It's still, it's just insulting to him. He needs all of us.